is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating, and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe.
You're there.
What's up, Vols Deep podcast listeners? Welcome to episode 27. We hope everyone is doing well tonight. Spanky, Spur.
Hello.
Josh, how are y'all doing?
Great.
Better than the Tennessee basketball team.
Yeah, that's a fact, I guess.
That was quick, Spur. That was quick. I wasn't prepared.
That was a quick shot.
You can hear us live tonight on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. You can find us anywhere under Vols Deep Podcast, VAWLS. Deep, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, we're there.
Say it with your chest.
Rolls.
Yep,
Rolls.
Except for Spanky's OnlyFans, it would just be him.
Yeah.
We're not all there.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Yep, we're not all there. Let's give a big shout out to our sponsors before we get Vols Deep tonight. VFL, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty, 865 Exterior Solutions, Hound Dogs Knoxville, Tennessee Trends, Freedom Motors, and the Vol Navy. If you enjoy watching or listening to us, we would greatly appreciate you supporting them for supporting us. They are truly the best in the business. In the Vols Deep Oven tonight, we're going to talk some basketball, both men and women. It's been better. We will have the normal segments. If you've watched a little bit or a lot of bit of us, you know what the normal segments are. If you haven't watched us before, you'll catch on pretty quick, unless you're from states like Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Ohio.
Wyoming.
It'll take you quite a bit longer to comprehend, but we understand fully.
What do you have against Wyoming?
Yeah, what do you have against Wyoming?
Why are they even here? I don't know. I just have beef with them.
What's Wyoming ever done to anybody?
That's the point. What have they ever done?
That's where Josh Allen went to college at.
Anyway, move on. Move on.
We'll have a little Josh Allen talk. Who will be the loser tonight for our football pick'ems? We will reveal that loser later in the show. Spur lost back-to-back weeks. He had
back.
To. Yep. He already knows. Spur had to send a Valentine's Day card to an ex. And he has to sing Christmas carols at random houses. Spur, update us on the progress here.
That's coming soon. So hopefully by the time we have our next show, I'll be out there singing Christmas carols. We'll all be able to see it and laugh at me.
It'll be Valentine's Day when you're singing Christmas carols.
That'll be fun.
Hey, who won the Kentucky tickets?
Actually, I did give the Kentucky tickets away. Julie Solner won the Kentucky tickets. I done it on another broadcast. Since we didn't have a show last week, I was going to give the tickets away. So I done it during the summer. I
see, he's a man
game.
Of the people, everybody.
I did give away those
he's
tickets.
A man of the people. He gave them away. Just give it away.
Leland reminds us, back-to-back district champs, Spanky.
Yeah. I always remember, games like that don't get you fired up, boys. Your wood is wet.
Games like what?
Whoa.
Rose says Spanky is just special. Don't mind him.
Yeah.
Did you have fun in summer the other night?
It was at Harriman.
Did you have fun at Harriman the other night?
Oh, yeah. We had a ball.
A basketball?
We just had a ball. Next thing I know, I'm next to the student section doing a gritty.
I mean, that's a big ass.
A gritty? I thought it was. Is it gritty?
That's not a gritty.
He's dancing with middle school students anyway, so I mean.
Yeah.
It's not creepy at all.
Pop that thing. Pow!
Wow.
Next.
Yeah,
we'll continue. Also reveal the listener winner from our Vols Deep Facebook page. That person will win a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs Knoxville and some other cool items from the Vol Navy. as well. Let's give a big shout out to our friend and Vol for Life, Stephen Hensley. Stephen is both realtor and insurance broker. He can help answer any questions you have about real estate. What's the market doing? Is it a good time to buy or sell? What's your home worth? Do you need to make improvements or repairs to get the most money out of your home? As an insurance brokerage, he can shop your home, auto, boat, RV, ATV, motorcycle, renters, landlord, Airbnb, you name it. He can insure it. He can also offer commercial business insurance as well. Any line of business, text or call Stephen anytime, 865-742-1672. That's his direct number.
I've seen Stephen's got a brand new listing about 3 minutes from where we sit right now. Fairview Road in Cofield. So you want a house in Morgan County? Hit up Stephen Hensley. He's got a few on the market right now.
Go ahead, Josh.
Co-Vegas.
Oh, okay. I didn't think he was going to go there. But
he knows.
You had it. It was a layup.
He's basically wearing Cofield colors right now. If you think about it.
It was a layup, man.
Different shade of orange.
Man, it's a layup. Like, that plug right there, that's a layup, man. That's a layup.
I took the layup.
It's a layup, bro.
Tennessee should have took some layups the other night.
We ain't going to talk about that.
They'll shoot a three-pointer for sure.
Yeah. 45 of them.
JC says, tonight, "JC says, what's up, fellas? When does the transfer portal close?
Never.
I can't remember how long that the national championship teams have.
They have 30 days from their final game is what it is. The official answer is 30 days from the end of the national championship game.
If we don't see your comment, feel free to send it as many times as necessary. Eric B. Jones says, what's up, Vols Deep? Go Big Orange.
What's up, Eric?
Go Vols. That was on YouTube.
That's right.
All right, we love to hear from our listeners, so feel free to send your comments as many times as necessary. Men's basketball. Let's go ahead and
get into
the good stuff. Horrible past several days if you're a Vol all the way around the board. Embarrassing. Both men and women losing to Vanderbilt. Now the men losing to Auburn. And Kentucky, we knew January was going to be tough, but I certainly expected to win more.
It was just crazy to see the men and women lose to Vanderbilt, both by 1 point, 70-point ball games in a matter of 24 hours. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, the men, there's no excuse for the men to lose to Vanderbilt. It was, it's inexcusable. Vanderbilt played a good game. We didn't play our good game. I don't know what's happened in the last – I don't know. I want to say 3 weeks. I don't know if they're just war plum out, depth issue or whatever, but we are living and dying from the three-point line, and we just can't continue to do that.
No.
Get the ball inside. 45 attempts against Kentucky. We never got into any rhythm whatsoever the entire contest. It was frustrating to watch in person. I can't imagine what it was like to watch on TV.
It was awful.
But if we go back to the Auburn game, that was just an absolute slugfest.
It was a great basketball game.
It was – it was so frustrating but fun to watch at the same time. And we went toe-to-toe with the number one team in the country. The problem is that we didn't come out on top. And the
last minute and a half, some different colors took over, and I didn't like it.
Well,
them Zebras took over.
I'll be honest, you can't blame the Zebras for the Kentucky game because it was not.
No, I'm just talking about the Auburn
game. The Auburn game, yeah, it was pretty bad.
I had him in a bear hug.
No, in a bear hug.
Spur, you would have called the foul.
I would have called the foul.
You would have.
I'd also called traveling on that last 7 seconds as well. And
yeah.
Yeah, where he jumps twice and then throws the ball down to half court. That was not a very happy person.
Yeah, that Kentucky game, that was hard to watch, man. I know I blew up our group chat about it. And I was just – yeah, I was miserable sitting there watching that game because – they go down, they go about a minute without scoring, and then they go down and chuck up a three, and it go in, and then, all right, we're going to get in a rhythm here. No.
When we get further down your notes here, Vol Daddy, I'm going to bring up a topic that we have to discuss.
Yeah, Tennessee men currently ranked at 8, very generous, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. They won't be 8 this week.
No, they'll drop to about 12.
Your current top 10 in order is Auburn, Duke, Iowa State, Alabama, Florida, Houston, Michigan State, Tennessee, Marquette, and Purdue. Curious what happened to that number one team that we've seen for so long.
Well, I'm going to put a positive spin on this, as hard as it is to do. We've lost some games, yes, but we're just a single made shot or a single dumb foul away in about 6 of these games from being a one-loss team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're one-possession games, so literally we're right there, and some things bounce our direction, and our record looks a whole lot different than it does now, and we're singing their praises instead of being down in the dumps over it. The fact is, this basketball team has the capabilities of beating anyone in the country. Can they put it together and make a run deep in March? That's the big question.
Defensively, we can play with anybody in the country. Offensively, if we get into a shootout, we're in trouble. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, Eric says Chaz Lanier's in a serious slump. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked a lot about Chaz Lanier.
That's the next one.
Comparing him a lot to Dalton Knecht. Chaz is obviously an incredible talent. We've made that clear. But against elite competition, it's very clear that there's no comparison between Dalton Knecht and Chaz Lanier.
He just doesn't have that killer instinct that Dalton Knecht has. Knecht was win at all cost. Mm-hmm. He played without emotion, that losing was not an option. I've not seen that yet with Chaz Lanier. It's something that he's going to have to dig down. He's going to have to find, because this basketball team needs him to be that killer leader. Zakai Ziegler has that, but he's our point guard. He's not supposed to be the one scoring 15, 20 points a game.
He has the instinct. He doesn't have the body to match it. Yeah. If you put Zakai's instinct in Chaz Lanier, that's a great basketball player.
And maybe it's in there. We talked a lot about Rick Barnes challenging Chaz Lanier. We're paying you to make these shots. If that wasn't motivation, I don't know what is, because that's just Rick Barnes being real.
And
since that point, he's not made the shots. It's not making sense to me.
He pulled up from the logo the other night and made that three, and then went quiet for 6 minutes.
Yep, he made a three against Kentucky the other night. That was a deep shot with 2 minutes to go, and it put us within three. And I thought, all right, here we go. And then nothing. Mm-hmm.
Let's congratulate Zakai Ziegler, though. 1,300 points, 600 assists, 200 steals. Second player in history to ever do this in the SEC.
Heart and soul of his team.
Yep.
He went down with that, I guess we were calling it a hyperextended knee in the first half against Kentucky. And I about lost my crap right there in the bleachers. I was like, oh, no, not Ziegs. He come running off the court, straight to the locker room, and I thought the season's over right then.
Yeah, it was scary to see, because I seen it live before they showed the replay, and I was like, that's not good, because you seen him wince when he got up, and then when I seen him run off the court, and I'm thinking, oh, crap.
I spent that entire halftime on X, Twitter, searching for Zakai Ziegler just to get any kind of team update. And finally, I seen some random fan post, Ziegler seen walking back in the tunnel greeting the team. I thought, okay, thank goodness. And then he come out for warm-ups, and it was a big relief for me, and then they blew the second half anyway.
We're going to have to find an insider scoop down there, and they were in like an usher or somebody.
Well, they were being pretty hush hush.
I'll tell you who had a good game the other night. That was Miletic. He had a pretty good game. He had a very, very good game. And I couldn't get him the ball.
We need him to be the scorer. Miletic needs to be Josiah Jordan James this year. Mm-hmm. That's his job.
Yep. And he can do it.
Yeah, the Vols will play again on Saturday versus Florida, a Gator team that beat us by 30. Not very long ago. 12 o'clock noon tip-off. Huge game right now for the Vols. Although it probably won't happen. I'm not sure what's happened to Thompson Bowling Arena. But we do need it to be as loud as possible, rowdy as possible, uncomfortable as possible for Florida.
That's what I want to talk about. What in the hell has happened to Thompson Bowling Arena? What has happened to our atmosphere? I've been to several Kentucky games. I felt like we was at a mid-conference, midweek game against some nobody. It didn't feel like Kentucky whatsoever. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what's happened.
Our student section is at either end of the court and not.
But they've always been there. Well, we use that so much. The students were still rowdy.
But when you can look on TV and see people sitting on their hands – in a three-point ball game with 2 minutes left against one of your bitter rivals, there's a problem.
I had two Kentucky fans sit right next to me. They looked over at me and said, I expected this place to be louder. I looked at them over there and said, I expected this place to be louder too. It sucks.
Here's my take on
it. It's been on the decline.
Done my part.
The Tennessee-Kentucky rivalry in basketball, to me, it seems like it's been on the decline, because for years, Kentucky was the top dog, and they would beat Tennessee. every single year. So what makes you as a fan, if you know that, hey, we're probably going to beat them, it's going to like, it's going to step you back a little bit instead of, man, I want to try to beat them. Let's go try to get this done. I just think it's complacency. I think that's what our fans are getting accustomed to of, hey, this is the standard here at Tennessee. This is how we're going to play. And that's how you fall into the same just boring syndrome that
I'm going to take it a different spin. I'm going to say that it's a product of both our football, our baseball, and our basketball teams all being this elite level. Because let's be honest, Tennessee is still a football school. Football is king. Mm-hmm. And so the football program is where we pour everything into. We do it here. We're not going to lie. We are football first. We love our basketball team. We love our baseball team. But if football's on top, then that's where we're going to be. And that's where we're going to pour most of our energy to.
You know, I think the pecking order's changed a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. The pecking order's changed again. It's back to football.
It's football. Basketball's always going to be huge. But I think right now it's football, baseball, basketball.
I can't argue with that any.
I mean, I would rather watch baseball. I've said that for years.
Love it.
Hit the comment box real quick before we hit the women.
Before we get any further, though, we are checkering TBA Saturday. So I'm wearing my overalls. What are y'all wearing?
I've got Little League games.
Mm-hmm. You'll wear your overalls to Little League games?
I'll be cheering for my recliner, buddy.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
JC says softball is number six, baby. Later. Mike says, Spanky, all year our fans are sitting on their asses.
Huh? What'd he say?
He said, Spanky, all year our fans are sitting on their asses.
Well, maybe we need to give them something to get up for.
JC says he's going to lose his voice by 13 minutes in the second half Saturday.
I hope so.
Eric says Ganey's ball handling skills is lacking. Mike Sharp is calling out all the blue hairs at Thompson Bowling Arena.
It's a big problem.
It is a problem.
It is a huge
problem. Move over to TikTok. 2,900 likes on TikTok. We appreciate that very much. We got some Georgia Bulldogs in the comments saying baseball is what we need to be looking forward to. Says we're tired of Rick Barnes.
I wouldn't go that far.
He also says that Rick Barnes needs to retire.
Rick Barnes is taking this basketball team from the depths of hell to where we're at right now. So you can chalk that one, buddy.
Of course, we've got our Ohio friends in the comments as well.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Beating us was more important to them than winning the national championship.
Apparently. Rent-free. I'm not going to get you banned.
Why does your coach fill in his beard with a Sharpie?
He didn't for the national title game. That was a big, big hut. Ha-ha.
I'm glad the Ohio fans are still, you know, tuning in to us and paying attention to us.
Yeah, thanks. Are you all on the
– all the support, you Ohio fans.
It's probably
fans.
Because Pornhub got banned. They got nothing
to do. That's true. There ain't nothing to do up there in Ohio. Oh.
Sorry, that probably going to get us canceled.
You should have said corn, son.
Are you all on YouTube?
Are we on YouTube?
Are you all on the YouTube chat?
Do we need to be?
Okay. Well, you all have got a friend there.
Do we?
Oh, no.
Let's go to the YouTube chat.
You go to the YouTube chat.
You all have a friend there.
Really?
Yep.
Oh God.
Welcome back. Wait a minute. Let me read it. Son of a fuck. Adamati.
She's back.
She?
I guess. It's
hey, back. For the record, Miss Edith, I gave away my Kentucky tickets just like I said I would.
Let me see this chat.
YouTube chat is usually boring. I'm going to have to make sure I flip over there now. Let's hit some women's basketball. Let's give a big shout-out to Coach Kim Caldwell, Spanky's crush, for giving birth.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman. I'll tell y'all something.
For giving birth to her first child, and then less than a week later, she's back on the court coaching. Kim Caldwell is absolute badass.
Yes. That was I didn't see that one coming. I thought it was going to be at least another week. But
I thought it'd be a little bit.
It being her first kid and everything, you know. It's Summit-esque.
It is. It is. Lady Vols are currently ranked 18. They dropped another heartbreaker versus an elite South Carolina team, a team that has 10 McDonald's All-Americans. We are about 10 combined points away from beating like four top 10 teams right now.
So close. That Lady Vols team is so close. They're going to get there once or twice this year. And, you know, this team could be built for March. Because they're losing these close ones to these great teams. It's something to look forward to, man.
Yeah, you got to congratulate Kim Caldwell for the new baby boy. And as Josh just said, they're close. A couple weeks ago, this team was, not even thought about. Now they look like they're a team preparing for tournament play. They're going to be tough to beat in March. It's going to be a tough out, no matter who they play.
Yeah, they're scrappy.
I love it.
Lady Vols, I'll travel to Missouri on Sunday to take on the Tigers. 3 o'clock tip. It'd be a good one to get back on track on.
Yeah, and then it'll be back at home against UConn before we're right here.
I'm going to that one. Yep. I'm going to UConn.
Is it Tuesday, I believe? Is that correct?
Yep, I'm going to UConn.
Yep, they'll be – hey, Thomas
– Thursday.
You know, we've been sitting here talking about Kim Caldwell for a good minute, and Spanky has yet to say anything. Out of the way.
I'm trying to be good. She has a child now. I'm trying to.
She had a child before.
No, this is her first child.
It is her first child, but it was inside of her.
Well, she has a child now. She's still beautiful as ever.
Did y'all see where Haslam's have put in a bid for the new WNBA team in Nashville? Peyton Manning, Candace Parker, Tim, and Faith McGraw. Supporters.
What they want to name it.
Yep, Tennessee Summit.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
All for it. It'd be pretty cool. I wish it was in Knoxville.
I do too. I think, you know, the Lady Vols average right now on this season 12,000 fans per game. That's more than just about any WNBA team. So, I think WNBA will do good in Nashville.
That's more than any WNBA TV.
Robin joins the chat. Robin Chilton.
What up, Robin?
Frequent listener, big time Tennessee Volunteer fan and follower. Tony Vitello's national championship program has less than 15 days until it's baseball time in Tennessee.
Can't wait.
Less than a month out before it's baseball time in Tennessee. February 14th, baby.
We're 2 weeks away, buddy.
Yep,
2 weeks.
Those stadium renovations won't be finished for the season. It's unfortunate, but it's reality. Trying to accomplish such an overhaul in just a few months. They had some electrical setbacks, but once it's complete, Lindsey Nelson Stadium is going to be incredible. Not to say that this year won't be special as well, because it's going to be a lot of fun. You don't have tickets to baseball, get them now, because they're going to get expensive come SEC time.
They're already expensive.
Yeah, they're already expensive.
We're talking about going to get expensive.
Edith says, I'd let Kim Caldwell, her name, Edith's name.
We don't have to.
Well, we
Robin said that he's a Vols fan.
And Lady Vols.
Yeah, he likes Lady Vols. Robin's been at several Lady Vols games.
I seen him referring to Sunbright the other day. He had Tennessee socks on.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hey, there you go.
Sure did.
Let's have a conversation, Robin.
Tennessee has extended coach Tim Banks as defensive coordinator. 3-year deal. Tim Banks has improved every single year. His defense this year, his third down defense finished second in the SEC, sixth in the country. That's best since 2002. His total defense, second in the SEC. That's sixth in the country as well, best since 2002. Scoring defense, third in the SEC, seventh in the country, highest ranking defense since 1998.
Maybe the most important thing with this contract extension is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
The returning players on defense already know Tim Banks' playbook, his style, his leadership. This will continue to make our defense elite. I'm pretty happy with the extension. I think Banks has done a fairly decent job, if not a great job. So welcome back.
I think he's done a great job. He's not an elite defensive coordinator yet.
It's close.
Yet. There's a couple games last year. I know we wish we could have back, and we blame on Tim Banks for, you know, not switching from man to zone or whatever. But, yeah, you know, it's college football, man. It happens.
I'm certainly happy that we have the same defensive coordinator instead of trying to find something new.
Yeah, the consistency, you know, the recruits look for that kind of stuff. You know, the ones that want to go to a school and not just for what they're going to pay them. But, you know, they look for consistency, man. They don't want a coach that's going to leave every 2 years or whatever. They want somebody that's going to be there the entire time they're there.
That's big in recruiting on NCAA.
Tim Banks is great at creating negative plays. In 2021, second in the SEC, seventh in FBS. 2022, first in the SEC, 10th in FBS. 2023, first in the SEC, fourth in the FBS. And then this last year, second in the SEC, eighth in FBS. Let's congratulate Trey Smith on going to another Super Bowl. Is it four in a row now?
I believe so.
Hate the Chiefs, but happy for Trey. One of our favorites, and I know everybody listening to us, it's got to be one of their favorite VFLs as well.
He's a legend, man.
And he's a good representative for University of Tennessee. So, there's Trey Smith, you know.
I think he's, you know, this generation's Peyton Manning as far as, you know, taking it on to the NFL and doing being the best at your position. I hate that he plays for the Chiefs. That game the other night was rough to watch.
I don't care who wins. I'm indifferent on the Super Bowl. I'm just telling you right now.
I wanted Buffalo to win so bad. I was heartbroken.
I was too.
JC says, why don't we get an experienced offensive coordinator to help Heupel?
Ask Coach Heupel.
Yep. Heupel does call the plays. He's called them. He called them when Golish was here as well. He's the main play caller. But we need schematics. We need more aggressive, you know, just in general. So I agree, he does need help. I would gladly start a GoFundMe for Alex Golish. JC says, he also says Willie Martinez needs to leave.
Why?
Mike says, go Dirty Birds. Liz says, hi, guys.
Dirty Birds. Dirty Birds were the Falcons. Come on, Mike.
The TikTok chat is booming. OG Domite says, can we get a shout-out to Mr. Tennessee, Bill Dance?
Oh, yeah. I love Bill Dance.
Love Bill Dance. How could you not?
User blah, blah, blah says, where is Peyton Lewis going to be on the depth chart next year?
Number two.
I think he's going to be number three, boys.
Really?
I believe so.
I don't know. I like him a lot. I think
that new transfer we got, too.
Yeah.
I still think it'll be Bishop and Lewis, one and two. I do.
It'll start off as a three-headed monster and slowly dwindle down to two. Kind of like we've seen all year.
Robin, we didn't skip your comment. We just ain't going to read anything dumb.
Florida's
quarterback is not going to be the best quarterback in the SEC next year.
I didn't see it. Facebook probably filtered that out automatically. Yeah. Let's give a shout-out to Legends of Tennessee Football Camp. It's coming to Morgan County in May for the second straight year. Two-day event. It's huge for the kids in our area. Former and current players will be there. We had over 80 kids last year. Excited for this. Morgan, Roan, Anderson, Knox, it doesn't matter. We want you to join us at the camp. Check it out on my Facebook page or the Legends of Tennessee Facebook page or website.
That's right. Vol Daddy and myself will be there. It is a great opportunity and a lot of fun. Even parents, you get to come the first night to hear all these legends speak. You possibly get some autographs, memorabilia. It's all going to be there. Come out. It'll be at Cofield. It's going to be great. It's May 16th and 17th. Don't want to miss it.
Yeah, let's thank our friend Amy Maxwell with Tennessee Trends. Amy specializes in both junior and women's clothing. She's also sporting men's clothing and some art as well. Amy keeps getting better and better. Her game day clothing is amazing. Clothing, shoes, and accessories. Check out Tennessee Trends inside of Hound Dogs Knoxville or on her Facebook page. Amy's awesome. Support her, support small business, and buy local. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We'll upload the live video on our YouTube channel after the show. Also, the audio versions will be uploaded wherever you prefer to get your podcast. You can also rewatch on Facebook as well. We have a long way to go. This show is pretty much just getting started. We look forward to hearing from all of our listeners. Speaking of that, let's check our comments one more time before we hit commercial break. Robin says, who's going to be better, Lagway with the most upside?
I can think of one.
I'm not even going to run my mouth about Florida because I know what happens when we got to go down there.
Mm-hmm. I'm fully expecting it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Are y'all, we going to go?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
You want to go? I don't know what happened last time going down there.
What does what's ASMR mean?
ASMR?
I don't know. I've seen it too.
I'm just reading Edith's stuff. I don't know what that means. She found her way back.
She did.
Thank you, Hound Dogs Knoxville, for sponsoring our podcast. This locally owned and operated Tennessee sports store is your go-to hometown store for all of your Tennessee needs, whether it be clothing, hats, accessories for your car, boat, office, tailgate, pets, or your kids. They have what you need at Hound Dogs. Check them out at hdknoxville.com. We'll be right back. Still a lot to do, a lot to discuss. Please share this out to your friends. Let's have a good show tonight. We appreciate y'all very much. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to the Fairview Union. Great musicians, local people, Chad's from my hometown. They were gracious enough to let us use their music for our podcast. Make sure you check them out. They're huge Tennessee fans. You won't be disappointed. Let's hear them play. Man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checker.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride. Keep freedom rolling, keep freedom rolling,
keep freedom rolling on down the line.
Back. Appreciate that, Rose. We had no idea. All right, we're back. Make sure to check us out on all podcast platforms possible, wherever you prefer to listen. We are there. We have quite a few people listen to us live, especially during football season, but our audio versions are very, very popular. We get to do it without any fees, thanks to our sponsors. We want to give our friends at 865 Exterior Solutions a big shout-out. They can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. Matt Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ballgame. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS, 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. That's the number to call. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you.
Robin said he'll drive or pay for the gas if we go this year.
Let's do it.
I mean, I'll go, but I'm
it's November, so we need to warm up down there.
I mean, it's not like it's a hard place to, you know. I mean, they don't get loud until they know
until
it's over.
The third quarter when they play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't run their mouths until it's over. They're definitely not confident in their team.
No.
Or Sunbelt Billy. But, yeah, I'll go.
Here's your question. Is Billy fired before we play him in November next year?
No, I think he's got a little.
I think they'll give
Florida
him an extension.
Florida fan would comment over there.
He got excited. You talk about Florida, he parked right up. Mm-hmm. We know they're texting somebody. I don't know what you're doing.
Spanky?
Yeah.
I'm always doing something, boys. I'm
tell
always
you.
On the go.
We're trying to sell some of them T-shirts.
Yeah.
Boo. Oh,
man. You whooped those Spurs hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Right to his face.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Booyah. Even though you're from Wartburg, booyah.
Wow.
Let's play.
Wow.
Let's play start bench.
Middle school basketball.
Cut.
It's the greatest thing ever.
I'd like to see you two play one-on-one.
We still got to go do our race over here at Cofield School.
We're going to do it.
I'll smoke any one of these two in the game of basketball.
All right, we're going to do this. Enough talk about it. I've seen Spur drain like half court threes, so.
And all about shooting, man.
It's about that defense.
It's all about mind games. Getting in your opponent's head early.
I don't want to play in a game of horse. You look like one.
Thank you. I'm like, well, thank you.
All right. Start bench cut these SEC basketball arenas. Bud Walton Arena, Arkansas. Rupp Arena, Kentucky. Auburn Arena, Auburn.
Man, after watching that Auburn game, that place, you know, it don't hold very many, but that place gets rowdy. They were packed in there. I mean, they was turned sideways.
They acted like they won a national championship when they beat us.
Oh, well, I mean, it's anywhere Bruce Pearl goes, man, he brings that atmosphere with him. It was like that here whenever he was here at Tennessee. It is what it is. That's my start. I'm going to bench Rupp. Just over the years, man, it can be a rowdy place or it can be a dead place. It's just – but I've never really seen anything out of Bud Walton.
As much as I hate Kentucky, Rupp Arena's going to be on your bucket list for any basketball stadium that you want to go see. So I'm going to start Rupp Arena. It's sold out every game, no matter what. I'm going to bench Auburn. It was fired up for Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, that Arkansas Arena is underrated because those students are right there on top of the court, and it's pretty electric when they're good. But when they're not, they're not.
To me, and I've not been to all these places to see it like in person. I'd love to. But just watching on TV, I'm going to have to start Auburn because just the way, like Bruce Pearl, he just gives off that vibe. And I truly think that a coach can help a vibe of an atmosphere. And I'm not trying to bash Rick Barnes or anything like that, but he just doesn't have – how am I looking for? He don't give them that juice. He don't give the fans that juice.
He don't have the
umph. Yep.
No, he's the Denton. He's just managing everything. He's just managing everything. But I'm going to start Auburn. I'm going to bench Rupp Arena just because of the pageantry and all that stuff, the history of it, and then I'm going to have to cut Arkansas.
I'm going to start Bud Walton in Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah, I think it is very underrated. I'm going to bench Rupp. I'm going to cut Auburn. The only reason I'm cutting Auburn, they're awesome. They get very loud, especially for what they have.
What is it, 9,000?
They hold 9,121, Bud Walton 19,200, and Rupp 20,500. So that's my only reason for cutting Auburn is just
– it's sad when 9,000 people can be louder than 23,000 people.
Yep.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah, there's a reason that we did not put Thompson Bowling on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start bench cut these SEC basketball coaches: Mark Pope from Kentucky, Bruce Pearl, Auburn, Rick Barnes, Tennessee.
I'm going to go ahead and start this, and I hate to do it, but I'm starting Bruce Pearl. I think Bruce Pearl has shown why he's one of the top-tier coaches in the country. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bench Rick Barnes. I'm cutting Mark Pope at Kentucky.
I went a little bit different, man, just because of what Rick Barnes has done since he's been here.
Elite Eight? Well, that's about it.
What was he before he got here?
Bruce Pearl?
No. Do you not remember Donnie Tindall?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I tried to forget about it.
He's a Hill manager now, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start Rick Barnes. I went back and forth on him and Pearl, man. I would take Bruce Pearl back in a heartbeat, don't get me wrong. I love his energy. He's a Tennessee guy.
Would you rub his nipples when he takes off his shirt in the student section?
We'll be standing right there next to him. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to cut Pope because he's not going to be at Kentucky very long, I don't think.
Really?
No.
I love him.
Spur had the best.
Just wait till he loses a few back-to-back and, you know, they get an 8 seed or something like that.
He's a different style of coach than what Kentucky's used to. He's trying to be Bruce Pearl up there, and he's not yet. But he's bringing some kind of energy to him.
He'll never be Bruce Pearl.
But let's be honest here, guys. And everyone can say all they want about – this might be going off rail here, but John Calipari, like, yeah, he's a good coach, but he was a better recruiter than he was a coach. Like, let's be honest here. Mm-hmm. He's a way better recruiter than he was.
Showing right now.
He had deeper pockets than everybody else.
Well, yeah, and that helps too. But on illegally. My list, it's easy to me. Bruce Pearl, like, he has shown why, to me, he's one of the best top coaches in the country. Mm-hmm. And if Tennessee doesn't win the national championship, I hope he does. Then I'm going to bench Rick Barnes for everything he's done here for us. He's taken us to a standard that we need to still keep even after his time is long gone. And then I'm going to cut Pope because he's unproven yet.
Who cares?
He ain't no Pope.
I've done this in the coaches I would want personally. I started Rick Barnes. I would take Rick Barnes over Bruce Pearl. As of now, I would bench Bruce Pearl. I'm going to cut Pope. But Bruce, he's getting up in his age, too, a little bit.
That's correct. He'll be 72 this year.
Bruce?
No, not Bruce Pearl.
Oh, I was like, damn.
Wow.
I don't know how old Bruce Pearl is. How old is Bruce Pearl?
He's got to be what?
He's getting up there.
He's got to be 60. He's got to be 60. Mm-hmm. He still gets fired up, though. I worry about him.
Yeah. He turns purple and red.
He goes full Butch Jones on the sidelines.
Don't compare him to that. That's just uncalled for, man.
What was you talking about paying for? Did you talk about paying for something?
Yeah, I was talking about Calipari paying for his players whenever they're coming for one and done.
Edith says Josh looks like the kind of guy that don't pay for anything. He says anybody that would take Pearl over Barnes would one shot at a big old hog.
What?
I didn't take Pearl over Barnes.
I did.
Something about a hog.
All right, well, apparently you would one-shot a big old hog.
Told you.
Yes, he told me.
Bruce is 64, Mike says.
So there's only about a 5-6 year difference there.
I do worry about Bruce Pearl having a heart attack every time I watch him.
He gets fired up, man. He gets. All right, let's start bench cut these NFL quarterbacks. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Give me Josh Allen to start. I just think, you know, as much as Patrick Mahomes has done, but it's all been given to him. It's all been taken away from Josh Allen and given to Patrick Mahomes. Why? I don't know. But
He can't beat him. Can't beat him when it counts.
He can't beat him? You watch that game and tell me that game was not scripted.
He can't beat him. He had the ball within 4 minutes.
He had a shot.
He can't catch it, too, though.
Yeah.
And I'll say this about Patrick Mahomes. I'm not a big Patrick Mahomes fan right now, but to say it was given to him, to me, is kind of – the reason people want to say everything's given to him is the way he's been winning right now, and that's what happens. Like, Patrick
Mahomes – barely
squeaking by. If you watched that game the other night and tell me that Josh Allen didn't get that first down whenever they done that put that last –
he got the first down.
He got the first down. You're telling me that Xavier Worthy caught that ball down there in the red zone when it's clearly laying on the ground.
You can't gimmick a catch ball, brother. That's a shoot. You catch it or you don't catch it. It's just one of them deals.
It was laying on the ground.
He caught it.
You think he caught it?
I honest to God think he caught it.
And you're a dumbass.
Honest to God think he caught it. His hand was under it before it touched the ground. That's how I looked at it. His hand was under it before
it touched the ground. He was holding the ball like this on the ground, Spanky.
His hand
I'm him. Just telling you, if that was a Tennessee player that made that catch, I'd be jumping up and down as a catch.
Yeah. That's just who we are, though. Until we see the replay, we're like, yeah.
No, I said this catch. Go ahead, finish your
Anyway, sorry. And I'm going to bench Patrick Mahomes, and I'm going to cut Lamar Jackson because I don't trust Lamar Jackson because he always chokes before anybody.
I'm going to start the best quarterback of our lifetime, Patrick Mahomes.
That's your opinion.
As much as it's going to pain me to say. Patrick Mahomes is going to beat Tom Brady's record before it's all said and done. Vade's on there shaking his head. He can't stand it.
Because the Chiefs are this generation's New England Patriots.
They are.
They are having everything given to them. They get all the calls. They get all – it's hard to watch.
But here's the thing, though. You can't blame the Chiefs because the Chiefs are just –
Yes, I can.
No,
I
no, you can't.
I
you
can
can't.
Do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, you can. You can be stupid, too. But you can't just blame it to them because they're not going out there saying, like, hey, help us out here. They're just playing their game.
You didn't see Patrick
they
Mahomes
cannot
going, is that
let
not a flag?
Outside noise control them. Yeah, refs are probably going to help them. I'm not going to dispute that. But the Chiefs put in the work. They know how to get it done.
The fact is, did Josh Allen get that first down?
Yes.
It was pretty dang close. I thought he got it as well. Video doesn't show it, and that's unfortunate.
No, however, it shows it.
However,
they
shouldn't have done,
to look at it.
They shouldn't have done the fifth straight tush push they tried to do. Just run the ball regular, and you get the first down. So, I mean, I don't know what more to say there. Bottom line is, Mahomes got it done for the fourth straight time over Josh Allen when it counted. So, I'm starting Patrick Mahomes. I'm benching Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson will never win a Super Bowl.
To me, if we're going off best quarterbacks right now, I'm starting Patrick Mahomes. His track record is proving it. He's putting in the work. Look, he's come from Texas Tech. Like, and now is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Like, you got to give the guy some praise. You can hate him.
I'm not arguing he's not one of the best.
I'm not arguing it that he's a great quarterback. He's a great quarterback. He makes plays. But I just don't like Chiefs.
Here's a question. If you take Josh Allen and put him on the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and put him on the Bills, who wins the game?
Josh Allen, because the Bills refuse to pay for fucking decent receivers. Listen,
they went and got Amari Cooper.
Yeah,
Shakira.
Cutting Lamar Jackson always chokes when it counts. I'm bitching Patrick Mahomes, even though rings talk. Listen,
that is the correct order, sir.
Zero, got numbers for you. Zero turnovers and 9 touchdowns from Josh Allen in the last 3 games versus the Chiefs. Josh Allen. Number one all-time yards per game in the playoffs. Number one all-time touchdowns per game in the playoffs. Number one all-time touchdown interception ratio in the playoffs. He can't help that Diggs drops balls, Kincaid drops balls. He can't help the missed field goals. Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Dead last winning percentage in AFC Championship games, Josh Allen.
He can't do it all. He can't catch it. He can't kick it.
Can't block.
Booby Miles is who we're talking about.
You know what, guys?
And he can pass.
I love Josh Allen. And I really want to see him win one. But until he does, I can't put him above Patrick Mahomes.
We had to go with our favorite quarterbacks. It's Josh Allen to me.
I was cheering hard for the Bills.
You done choked on Patrick Mahomes over there.
Cheering hard for the Bills. I wanted the Bills to be in there. But
no, I just hate the whole fact of when people – hate on teams because of referees. That's referees you need to hate on. Don't hate on the team. Hate on the refs.
I will say this. There is one person we're not talking about that is the X factor in all this. That's Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is.
Yeah, Andy Reid's
easy. He's the best coach in the NFL. Period. Hands down.
All right. Start bench cut. Dolly Parton had a birthday recently. Start bench cut these Dolly songs. Islands in the Stream. I will always love you. 9 to 5. Hit us, Spanky. I know you're dying to
Islands
sing.
In the Stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me. Man, I'm telling you, if Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton did not make love, this world is not complete. I know it. They can deny it all they want, but it happened.
They didn't.
It happened.
No, it didn't.
It happened, I promise. But I'm going to start I Will Always Love You. That is Elvis tried cutting that song, you know?
He did.
But then Colonel Tom Parker wanted the rights, and Dolly, she was strong about it. She wasn't going to give it up. It would have been a beautiful song if Elvis would have cut it. But I Will Always Love You's first.
Would have been the best version.
Islands in the Stream, I'm going to bench it. It's my second favorite one. And then I went to cut 9 to 5.
Well, I'm going different.
What?
Well, I'm going different.
You're cutting 9 to 5?
I'm starting 9 to 5. It gets me fired up.
No, man. I work 7 to 3.
9 to 5.
I'm ready to kick in a door when I hear that song.
You're working 7 to 3?
I work 7 to 3.
What a money to make a living.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm starting 9 to 5. It fires me up. I love singing. I love hearing it on the radio. Love hearing it on Spotify. Whatever we're listening to. I'm going to bench I Will Always Love You because it's iconic. It's iconic Dolly. She does it better than anyone else has ever done it. And I'm going to bench Islands in the Stream. It's a great song, and I enjoy it. It's just not my favorite of the three.
That is the perfect order, sir. 9 to 5, I Will Always Love You, and Islands in the Stream. 9 to 5, man, that just gets me going.
I'm going to start I Always Love You. I'm benching 9 to 5. I'm cutting Islands in the Stream.
Now, they're all great songs.
Have you put Jolene on this list?
Jolene's top tier.
You know, when I was in high school, we always had like a remix of it. It was Jolene. Jolene.
Jolene. Bet you did sing about Jolene.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people sing about Jolene.
Star bench cut. How much longer does Rick Barnes coach? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
Start one, bench two, cut three.
That's it. I think you put 0 years on here and I'd start it.
When Ziegler is gone, he's gone, man. That's just it.
I hate to think that he's right, but I believe that Rick is near the end of his career, especially with some comments that he made earlier this season about Zakai Ziegler, saying the only reason why he still coaches is because Ziegler's around. So that tells me what I need to know.
Yeah, that's a red flag. That's a carnival right there.
I certainly, never mind. I'm going to say anything about recruits.
One, two, three.
If I was an opposing coach, I'd certainly use that against them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got one, two, and three as well. Like Spurs said, he made the comment, I think it was last week, that he still wouldn't – or he wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't, you know, for Zakai Ziegler. So, I don't know. I'd say 2 years max.
I still say this, and I'm going to say it again. I've said on this show two or three times, we retire Ziegler's jersey.
Well, number five's already retired.
I know, but Ziegler goes up in the rafters as well.
Slash.
Yeah, slash.
Lofton slash.
Well, they did the same. Denver did the same thing. Peyton Manning's number 18 was already retired before Peyton got there.
All right, let's play one word. No same answers. Are you ready?
Do it.
Florida Gators basketball.
Payback.
Donovan.
Six.
Billy Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go back. You had to look at me on that.
Six.
I'm gonna 2006.
I'm going to go revenge, hopefully. I'm not very confident in us right now, but.
Here, I'm going to close my eyes.
Coach Kim Caldwell coming back days after childbirth to coach.
I said it earlier. I'll just say this. Pat.
Dedication.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. We're talking about like a scenario, Spanky.
Why do you have your eyes closed?
So I don't know what you guys are going to say next.
Well, don't look at my paper.
I'm just going to go competitive. Thompson Bowling Arena.
Crickets.
Potential.
that's bad. That
was a bad one. Food.
Food.
Food City Center.
Oh. Makes sense.
I'm going to go disappointing.
I said blue hair last time you said
this. Super Bowl 59.
Scripted.
Yawn.
Swift.
I'm going to go birds. I hope. Kansas City Chiefs.
Patriots.
Dynasty.
Red.
I'm going to go 90. You don't know why? I'm going 90.
Yeah.
Because they have 90% less penalties than opponents the last 3 years of the playoffs. Philadelphia Eagles.
They don't hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles. Sides.
Don't do pass interference.
Philadelphia Eagles. Screwed.
Second.
Hurts.
I'm just going to go, please. Please. Get Chase Clem says, start the Cofield Yellow Jackets all the way to the middle school state championship. Spanky for president.
That's right.
He already running president around here.
I'm already running for mayor of Cofield.
Are you?
Yeah, that's what someone told me. I'm running for mayor for Cofield. If anyone Kendrick, asks, where I live.
Kendrick Lamar, this year's Super Bowl performer.
Meh.
Pass.
I'm going to go one just because I've only know one song.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I know one song.
Best NFL uniforms.
The Lions, hands down.
Lions, that's a good one.
Miami Dolphins.
Dolphins, a good one. Hey, you awake over there? Spanky.
NFL uniforms.
Hey, best.
What's a fake noodle?
NFL uniform, sir.
Imposter.
Stupid.
Sorry, someone told me to say that on here.
What? Best NFL uniform.
Oh, Denver Broncos. Oh, ain't even close, shit, man.
I should have knew that.
Denver Broncos. Ain't even close.
I'll tell you what, man.
I'm going to go Bills.
Yeah, they're so clean, man.
They look good.
Yeah. Those white helmets.
That just pops.
Yeah.
Broncos throwback, man. You can't beat that.
Yeah, you can.
I like the Bears and Chargers, too.
I like the – back in the early 2000s.
I like the powder Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Navy.
The powder Chargers, yeah.
They look good. March Madness.
Insanity.
Enough.
Bet.
Meaning we have enough teams.
Yeah. Let's just go chaos. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Achy.
Ha.
Ah, damn you.
Drunk.
Breaky. I was thinking about that.
What did you say, drunk?
That.
Drunk.
I'm going to go dare for like the DARE program.
I was the longest acting member of that.
Was you?
Yeah. What'd you do?
Still am.
What'd you do? Take sixth grade five times?
No. What are you talking about?
Freedom Motors LLC is owned and operated by Chris Looper. Top-notch pre-owned car dealership located at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville. Freedom Motors will do more for you to get the deal done than any other dealership around. If you want convenience, you can check out their entire inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. Once you pick the vehicle that is right for you, they can even deliver it right to your door. Check out Freedom Motors today and keep freedom rolling.
Someone on YouTube said, joined in and heard a dying squirrel singing.
I must have been.
What are they talking about?
You.
No, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Jimmy Welch says, can we get some flowers for Coach Tapp at Harriman stepping away after 20-plus years leading the Blue Devils?
Hey, congratulations on a great career, right. Coach Tapp.
Yes, boy, congratulations, right. Coach Good Tapp. Job. Jimmy also said, did we ever find out what Jolene looked like? Because, Lord, if Dolly was scared of her, she had to be Reba, Margot Robbie concoction.
Edith is not happy about our Bruce Pearl comments. Yep. It also says Broncos wear EuroLeague uniforms now.
The throwbacks. The regular ones are not the best, but the throwbacks.
I just don't care what she has to say. So.
All right, we'll be right back. Still a lot to do, a lot to discuss. Share this out to your friends and sit tight.
Checkerboard, check the score. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah.
All right, we are back, in case you didn't know. Still a lot to do for tonight's episode. We have the duel next. We need our listeners for that. We need your votes. After that, we'll be getting into our college football, well, I should say NFL pick'ems, for a chance at a $25 gift card courtesy of Hound Dogs and some cool stuff from the Vol Navy. Stick around. We'll tell you more about that. Also, one of us has to dip our hand into the cup of misfortune.
Yes, I do.
Liz says she loves the song. I'm guessing the Hound Dogs commercial. It's a good commercial.
It's a good commercial.
Very good commercial.
How'd you get your nickname, Spanky? Why are you showing your ring?
Is that a middle school championship ring?
Yeah. But I've wore this multiple times. Everybody knows the gig. We know the gimmick.
I'm wearing my ring next week. This will be fun. You wear your championship ring, Josh? Oh wait.
How many wins did they have?
Couldn't help myself that time.
How many wins?
This last year? Two.
Second best in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But watch out next year, Spunky.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The duel's already started.
You better watch it.
Started. Yeah, don't get fined. Don't get canceled.
We're in trouble now.
I've been uncanceled, boys, so I'm good.
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to Hound Dogs, locally owned and operated right in the heart of West Knoxville. They have the largest selection of youth clothing and tons of the checkerboard overalls that we all wear in stock sizes. They carry a huge variety of brands like the Vol Navy, our great sponsor, Tennessee Trends, Vintage UT, 865 Life, Old 10, and many other small business brands. Check out Hound Dogs in person at 9250 Kingston Pike or online at hdknoxville.com. They'll also be set up at the Loco Drive-In on game days come football season. Let's play.
Out there at Loco Drive-In.
Yep, it's very cool. Let's play the duel. Josh, Spanky, Spur. We'll battle it out over five tough questions. This is listener voted, so in the comments you must cast your vote for either Josh, Spank, or Spur, whoever you believe is winning or wins the duel.
I'm prepared to lose this one on the first question.
You are?
Yep.
Hey, let's change up something tonight.
What are we going to do?
I got a question.
Well, ask it then.
I got a question.
Ask a question.
This is actually a text-in question, by the way.
Did Chad Wagner ask it?
Which award for the nation's top amateur athlete did Tennessee's Peyton Manning win in 1997?
That's a trivia question.
A cool question. The Who sent this Trophy, in? B, the Buckus Award, C, the starts with a G award, or D, the clearly. Sullivan Award?
Tell us.
I'm waiting on y'all.
Sullivan
answer.
Award. Screw it.
What was the first one?
The Buckus Award.
No, it wasn't that one.
Come on, Spanky. This is your question.
It was a Sully Award.
I told you. Hell, I already knew.
Good job, sir.
So, moving on.
That was a waste of
time. That was, yeah.
Hey, this is fan interaction here. We're about the people here.
We could have had a trivia question for a contest, and there you had to ruin it.
We're about the people.
Chad says, thoughts on TWSWA official making disparaging comments about a community he refs games for.
Yep.
Wait. Can I ask
the
question?
Thank you, Chad.
Can I ask
thank
the
you.
Question?
Let's hope they ain't got to go to the bathroom either.
Hold up. At what level?
They said TWSWA.
No, at what level? Are we talking junior pro? Are we talking little league? Are we talking middle school? Are we talking high school?
Well, middle school will be TMS.
Double A.
No, I'm asking what level?
Well, TWSWA would be high school.
No, I'm still asking what level. What level of basketball are we talking?
It would be high school. Or hot.
Yeah, high school.
He refs little, middle, and high school, Chad says.
What was the comment about, Chad?
This is just disparaging comments.
I'll tell you what, though. I've got a 9-year-old basketball team I'm bringing up to coach right now. And we're scheduling a game with Chad Wagner, but I think I'm going to forfeit.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible. You're costing me money. That's terrible.
Good. I love you, brother.
That's terrible.
Good. I love you, brother.
Terrible. Chicken.
That's awful.
There.
Spanky has the screenshots. Yeah. I don't know what y'all are. You have to inform me after this.
I ain't going
to
blast people on air. We're going to be good.
Wow. That takes the fun out of it.
Spanky's mad, buddy. He turned white.
I am a TWSWA official, so I will
pale
not,
white.
I will not comment on other officials at our level.
We're going to be good.
All right. Y'all hit the share button for us so we can get as many votes in as possible. Question one. Who's your Mount Rushmore of Tennessee basketball players in the Rick Barnes era?
I got a feeling all three of us are going to have three of the same answers. You're going to have Grant. You're going to have Admiral. You're going to have DK. I'm going John Fulkerson. That man, I miss that man. You know, he could play four straight games and have great games, and then he'd disappear for a month. And then he'd come back like he was never gone.
Yeah, the first three is pretty easy, but before I go any further, I just want to give a shout-out to Jillian. Jillian, I know you're watching. Thank you for joining in tonight. Anyway.
But, no, John Fulkerson, man, he was a crowd favorite. He loved Tennessee. He gave us, what was it, 5 years?
It felt like
he was here for a decade.
Yeah, but. I think he was here for 10.
We all loved watching Folky.
Yeah, love Folky. Spur?
All right, my top four was Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, Dalton Knecht, and Lamonte Turner. Lamonte Turner was
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Tennessee for Rick Barnes.
He was good, man. He just
he could shoot that three lots
he
out.
He could.
Does anybody got Admiral?
I said Admiral.
Okay. I'm going Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, Dalton Knecht, and Zakai Ziegler.
It's going to be Ziegler when all things are all said and done.
I believe you're right, but I'm still going Folky. I love Folky.
I love Folky.
You're going with the fan favorite.
Yeah.
You should just – never mind.
Cheap Pop. So right you could, here. You could say Steve. Vols Deep Podcast.
Might as well go Stephen Pearl. Yep. I'm just kidding. Question two. Who's the most underrated NFL quarterback of all time?
Matthew Stafford. He stuck with Detroit from 09 to 2020, man. Got beat up. I mean, just absolutely wrecked. And then they finally, I don't know if it was he traded or did he just decide to go somewhere else?
The most underrated NFL quarterback of all time. I went deep on this one. I went good old Vinny Testaverde.
I started to go Vinny Testaverde. You
know, he played the NFL till he was 44 years old. He assessed 46,223 passing yards, 16th all time, 275 touchdowns. He's in the top 20 in that category. And, you know, he played on several teams, and he was good on every team he played on. He just never played on any elite team. Vinny Testaverde was a great quarterback.
The thing that I like about Matthew Stafford so much is that the one clip that comes to mind, he was playing in the game, and he got hit, and he was coming from behind. He got hit, dislocated his shoulder. They called timeout. He reset his shoulder and went back in and threw the game-winning touchdown. Mm-hmm. He's just underrated, in my opinion.
We got disconnected on TikTok.
I'm going Warren Moon. He did some pretty good things for the Oilers back in the day. I'm going to go Warren Moon.
We got a Randall Cunningham.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Edith says Chad Pennington. Edith also says Julian hates your guts, Spur.
Well, she might. I don't know who Julian is, but we know you're listening, Julian. Don't ask us how we know, but we know you're listening.
You don't know Julian?
I really don't know Julian, but yeah, I know she's listening.
Julian, these nuts.
That's it.
Question three. The final AP poll put Tennessee at number 9 at the end of the season. Football. Is this the correct final ranking for the Vols?
No. It's absolutely disrespectful that Boise State and Arizona State's ahead of us. That's you saying that we're not going to beat those two teams. Period.
They had better showings than we did.
Really?
Did they?
I thought so. At least they didn't just lay down and quit.
We got beat by the national champions.
Yeah, we did. We also quit and gave up against the national championship team. Instead of going out there in that second half and fighting, trying to get back in, we just laid there and quit.
You're never going to convince me that Arizona State or Boise State could beat us. Period.
I actually agree with Josh on this one. I have us at 7, but it really doesn't matter if you're not first or last.
All right, Ricky Bobby.
I'd put us above both Boise State and Arizona State. 7's a good number, but again, it doesn't really matter because I won that number 1 spot.
Yep, it sucks, and you know we'll see what we got this coming year. But
yeah.
Tanner Bird says Steve McNair and Phillip Rivers.
I was going with Steve McNair when you get to it. Phillip Rivers is another.
See, I don't think Steve McNair is underrated though. Like he, you know, he gets the right props that you know he deserves. Everybody knows Aaron McNair.
Question four. Who had let me rephrase this. Other than
Don't do it.
Other than the spear and the jackhammer, who had the best wrestling finisher of all time?
Couldn't take my answer.
I just apologize.
Go ahead.
Well,
no. Let's let the wrestler go first.
No, I will. It's the Goldberg jackhammer.
That's right, baby.
No, wait. He said other than the spirit of the jackhammer.
Now that the comedy section is over on this question, I'm going to get to the real answer. The real answer is the yokels in a bonsai drop. Because when 650 pounds come down to your chest, you ain't getting up.
That is
the yokels
in
a bonsai. Spanky, you could do the bonsai drop pretty well,
I
bet.
I really could.
Go ahead, Spanky. Go ahead.
No, to me, the best finishing move of all time is the tombstone piledriver by The Undertaker. Not many people kicked out of it. And when somebody kicked out of it, it meant business. That move was protected. That move, when he folded your arms, it was about a 97% chance that it was, we're going home, pal.
We're getting a bunch of stunners.
That is my answer right there. The Stone Cold Stunner. Man, kick you in the gut, drop you on the shoulder. 1, 2, 3.
Finisher, so.
I loved it.
Let's be honest here.
Bonzai!
When finisher, Stone Cold Stunner's nice. I've used it a time or two. But let's be for real here. If you're going to go out there and fight somebody in the real world, you going to give them a stunner, bonzai drop, you kill somebody with it. You drop somebody on the head, you're going to kill them with it. You're going to kill them with a stunner.
In a street fight, you're going to pick somebody up, put their nuts in your face, and drop them on their head.
Yeah, if that's what it takes.
I bet none of them hurt as bad as Goldberg's real spear, though.
You want to tell you what my favorite finisher of all time is?
Because he hit you hard.
Yeah, he does. My favorite finisher of all time was Beautiful Bob Eaton's leg drop off the top rope.
Oh, that was a beautiful leg drop.
It's great, yeah.
I like the RKO pretty good. RKO out of nowhere.
RKO's good.
That's enough wrestling talk. Let's
go.
No, you
next.
Never have no.
What was Spanky's finisher called?
Had Spank Bottom.
Spank bottom.
Good God.
Spankopotamus.
Spank Bottom.
All right, question 5. In the world of the transfer portal, NIL, JUCO, what does Josh Heupel have to do to improve in order to bring the best players as possible to Tennessee?
He's got to find kids that want to wear that power tee. And you know, in the world that we live in, man, you got to be able to take pride in, especially in this NIL deal. If you can't find kids that aren't just after a paycheck or whatever, man, like they got to have pride in wearing that power tee on the side of their helmet. If not, they ain't going to do nothing for you, man.
I just think it's a matter of proving that you can win the big one on the road. Gone are the days of deep squads, so perhaps – playing some freshmen early. There's zero need to redshirt anyone anymore. No more redshirts. They simply won't stay. So let's play whoever is best for the team immediately. Mm-hmm. If that means you have to start a true freshman, start a true freshman, because if you don't, he ain't staying.
I think Spur made a good point. It goes back to the road victories.
Yeah, you got to win on the road.
You got to win on the road. That's, to me, that's been Heupel's only flaw. Mm-hmm. He's had his great offensive years, he's had his great defensive years, but every year there's a common denominator is road wins. And I don't know how, maybe there needs to be a better job in preparation and practice or something.
Practice?
Practice.
And hey, before we go any further, did you see the new lawsuit that come out today? I think it was from a kid at, I want to say it was Wisconsin, one of those middle tier schools, mm-hmm. has sued the NCAA over eligibility requirements, saying that they are illegal to have eligibility whatsoever. And Diego Pave is the first step of eliminating that cap altogether. So I believe in the next 3 years we will see no limits on how long kids can stay in school.
So as long as they're in school taking classes, they can play.
Technically it's age discrimination if you're going to make them employees.
That's
court's going to see it. I'm telling you guys.
You're probably right, but
it's coming.
Senior days are going to be taken legit.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Senior citizen days.
We'll be talking about that on this show come next year. You watch and see.
You're probably right. I'm not discounting
Somebody write it down. Put it in their pocket.
All right, let us know in the comments who won the duel.
You said you had a bonus question.
Yeah,
here.
Where's the bonus question?
Nah, it's just on there just in case. Just in case.
Well, I was excited for the bonus
question. We'll ask you something on the fly.
Ask you something on the fly.
Man, this is tough.
Putting you on the spot here.
This is. I don't know. Let Spire pick one.
He's in the duel.
I'm in the duel, yeah.
Okay, that was your chance to put me in it, but we're out now.
All right, Edith.
You already know who my last guest was before she yet disappeared.
Yep, mine too. I think
you're on my same page?
I think so.
It doesn't matter who Edith is. Come on, I set you up. I set you up for it. Oh, well. Continue.
Ida says the Alabama Hot Pocket is the best finisher. Look it up.
Yes. I think it's J.D. Vance.
Marty Allen Cox says, go Vols.
Go Vols.
Go Vols, baby. Hey, Marty. We're trying to hang in there. All right, Freedom Motors, if you're in the market for a car, truck, SUV, work vehicle, or a van, even a boat, look no further than Freedom Motors. Guaranteed financing, they will give you the absolute best money for your trade-in. They can guarantee financing solely based off the relationship and reputation that they have with the local banks. The owner, Chris Looper, has been in the automotive industry for decades. He only brings the best of the best to his lot. Go see Chris at 7765 Manorville Pike in Knoxville. Or check the Freedom Motors inventory online at freedommotorstn.com. It's time to announce last week's winner of the football pick'ems. Spur, please let the people know who won last week's giveaway.
We had one person, and actually it was a week before last because we didn't have a show last week. We had one person that went perfect. It was Tim Hensley. Tim Hensley.
Has he won before?
I believe he has.
I think he has once.
But I'll be reaching back out to him to get his address just to make sure.
Okay, good deal.
The only person to get them all right, he picked the Commanders. Give him credit.
He was close on the points, too.
He was. Most everyone picked the Lions.
Yeah.
Mike says prayers for his black lab, Peyton. He has a tumor on his spine. He will need a wheelchair to get around now.
Well, many prayers. That's tough.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, it's always tough seeing your dog go downhill.
Jillian, we know you're still watching.
Big Orange says, who's Julian?
I don't know, but so, I ain't going to say I'm not allowed to say how I know this. I'll explain after the show.
Okay. Big Orange says, that's going to be wild if Nashville actually gets a WNBA team called the Tennessee Summit.
That's going to be crazy, man.
I wish it was in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. All right. And when there's a winner, that means there must be a loser. Our records were Spanky, 3-1. Josh, 3-1. Ball Daddy, 3-1. Spur, 1-3. So, Spur, for the third straight time.
I was just trying to let you all catch up some.
You have to draw out of the cup of misfortune. You can either do the dare, or you must donate $25 to our charity, St. Jude's.
We all went 3-1. He went hospital. 1-3.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I picked both the Ravens and the what was the other one I missed?
All right, shake that thing.
No, well, I didn't pick the Texans.
Shake that thing.
I think it was the Buccaneers, but I think it was that week.
No, the Rams. You picked the Rams.
I picked the Rams. That's right.
Oh, please be good.
That's perfect for him.
What is it?
I hate Will Levis. You know how bad I hate Will Levis.
What is it?
Put mayonnaise in your coffee and drink it.
Yeah.
Will Levis, Tennessee Titans style. I will drink coffee with mayonnaise.
That's right.
Will Levis style.
While you're doing your carols and delivering
do,
your.
Do I have to wear a Titans jersey too while I do this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Golly, I hate Will Levis.
You got to go buy a Will Levis jersey.
You know what? Speaking of Will Levis, where's Joe Milton going to end up next year? Because he's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere.
I don't know.
He might wind up staying in New England.
Yeah.
Ah, golly. Will Levis gone.
Let's give a shout-out to our sponsor, Stephen Hensley Insurance and Realty. He donates $100 of every real estate closing to charities. He's already donated over $9,000. Some of those charities include Cofield and Wartburg Youth Sports and the Legends of Tennessee Football Camp. He's your go-to resource for all things insurance and real estate in our area. 865-742-1672 is his direct line. Call or text him, whichever you prefer. Please let him know the Vols Deep podcast sent you.
I will say this. I guarantee you I put more mayonnaise in that coffee than this candy ass over here ate the other
day.
I ate the mayonnaise.
No.
He was getting a little...
I don't know what y'all talking about. Yeah.
You still had that mayonnaise? You still had that mayonnaise?
Yeah, I've been using it on my
sandwich. I threw the spoon away, I think, today. It's still over there. All right, it's time for our football pick'ems. A lot of games to pick this week.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
Why not?
So many games.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and pick Super Bowl 59, Kansas City Chiefs Philadelphia Eagles plus total points.
How many games in front of am I?
Hey, let's do it like this. Whoever wins it, that's the winner all year.
Oh, bullshit.
No.
That's play it all on the line. All or nothing. I go all in. We're going to double down on 18.
He says that because he's in last.
He is in last.
Might as well.
Spanky is in last with 134 total points. Josh, 138 total points. I've got 144. Spurs got 148.
We're all in that four game.
All of us. Game, yep.
Give me. How about those Chiefs? The three-peat will happen, and the points will be the Chiefs 35-21.
35-21, so you got
56.
Yes.
Go ahead, Josh.
Give me the Chiefs 37, Philadelphia 33, total of 70.
Go ahead, Spur.
I know how bad you want me to say the Chiefs right now, so I'm thinking about saying the Eagles just to make you mad.
No, it don't matter to me.
We all know who's going to win.
Give me the Chiefs. Damn. I'm going to take the Chiefs, and I'm going to take 49 total points. I think the score is going to be, let's give me 28-21.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Philly blew out Washington. Scored 55 points.
Give me the Eagles and give me 45 points.
The over-under's 49.5. That's why I went right at 49.
It's going to be a higher score game than that.
Hell with it. Spur operates Facebook page for the Pick'ems. Explain to the people how our Pick'ems go, all right, Spur.
This is how I'm going to do it this time. Pick the winner of Super Bowl. Pick the total points scored. If you'd pick it first, then you get that number. So if there's duplicate numbers, then whoever commented on that first will get that number. Simple
should,
as that.
Should they probably put the date and time?
No, I get all that. I see all that, yeah.
Okay. All right, $25 gift card to Hound Dogs is what the winner will get, and some other cool things from the Vol Navy as well. Spur won the duel. I remembered.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
I remembered you didn't have to at me. All right. Thank you all for listening to us.
Come out to Thompson Bowling this weekend. Check the place out. Be loud. Turn that place back into our home court advantage because this basketball team certainly needs it. Support our Vols. Support the Lady Vols. It's almost baseball season. It's still great to be a Tennessee Vol. I'm excited.
Yeah, just be loud.
Yeah, thank you for listening to us, whether it's live or most of you listen after we publish our live. Check us out on all platforms. We appreciate all of our sponsors more than we can put into words. Please support them because they support us and they make this show happen. We'll be back soon.
What? Funko Pop.
What are you doing? All right.
Go Vols.
Bye. Go Vols.
He said bye.